Last winter's polar vortex and rail delays packed a 1-2 punch for utility providers in the Midwest. Todd Ramey is vice president of the Mid-Continent Independent System Operators, or MISO, which monitors the grid in the Midwest. He told commissioners that 1/3 of utilities they represent are conserving coal inventories.
Some of the steps taken to maintain and restore coal piles have included limiting output at certain coal-fired plants, and in a few cases, taking some units completely offline.
Ramey says coal conservation has increased electricity prices by almost 9% from a year ago. Dairyland Power Cooperative provides electricity to roughly 500,000 people through their 25 members across Wisconsin and the Midwest. Spokeswoman Katie Thompson says they're seeing higher costs.
The higher cost of having to purchase electricity to compensate for this loss in generation from the marketplace, the cost to purchase coal, the lost revenue from electricity we might have sold into the market had we been operating under our normal practices.
Thompson says coal deliveries to their Genoa plant have helped inventories in the last few months, but she says they're still worried about rail shipments to their Alma plant. Dairyland Power may conduct scheduled outages to ensure there's enough coal to meet peak demand this winter, which could have a snowball effect for members like Bayfield Electric Cooperative. CEO Diane Berweger says they buy electricity from Dairyland to serve their 8,900 members.
If Dairyland Power can't have adequate coal supply, they will have to go out onto the market to purchase power, which will cost Bayfield Electric members more money.
Berweger says they haven't had a rate increase for 3 years and they're not looking to raise rates in 2015, but she says Bayfield Electric is absorbing costs passed to them by Dairyland Power. BNSF Railway Vice President Steve Bob told the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rail maintenance, expansion, and increasing demand contributed to delays. Bob says utility customers requested around 286 million tons of coal for shipment this year, and they're starting to gain ground.
The increased availability of key resources, track, people, and locomotives is driving the faster train speeds for late November and month to date.
But that's not enough for some utility providers who want to see the Surface Transportation Board promote more competition and transparency. Congress created the STB in the 90s to oversee rail rates and service issues. Michael Higgins is the deputy director of their Rail Customer and Public Assistance Program.
If certain conditions are met and apply to a significant service failure causing a regional problem of significant magnitude, we do have the authority to implement measures that would direct traffic or prioritize service.
Bob with BNSF says regulatory action won't help the railroad increase capacity. The company announced plans last month to invest $6 billion over the next year for maintenance and expansion in hopes of improving service. XL Energy Field Supply Operations Director Craig Romer says the railroad is also working with them to ship 1,000 more tons of coal per train to Minnesota's largest power plant.
Because of their increased siding lengths and the amount of track that they put in the ground, now they can handle the bigger sized trains, and our facility can unload those bigger sized trains. It was built for that.
Romer is hopeful they've turned a corner. The railroad's Bob says they're confident BNSF has laid the track necessary to keep commerce chugging along, no matter what winter throws their way. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.